Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video is a thank you celebration for my 10th year anniversary of making daily content. Except for a couple of weeks where YouTube threw me in the sandbox for getting a strike and wouldn't let me post anything, I posted every single day on YouTube for 10 years straight, regardless if I was sick or sleepy. This video shows you a part of my recent trip to Europe, and it's a format I might do exclusively in 2.5 years after the next Bitcoin run is done. I would travel around the world and put something like this out every day with the help of an editor. Let me know what you guys think. But before I play the video, here's a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, here's the Sandman origin story, so enjoy.
Alright guys, so this is a video a little bit different than what I normally make. I'm actually in Serbia, in Požarevac, and I'm just checking out my cousin Milan's ride. So you like this, it's an old 1960s Mercedes. So let's take a look inside. So as you can see, it's pretty much been restored on the inside. And this is the first one that they've done, and they're actually working on the second one as we speak. So it's all brand new paint, as well as all the chrome. So all the chrome work is absolutely brand new. It's got brand new tires, and also the chrome on the hubcaps is also brand new. The second one that they're working on to restore actually belonged to my late uncle. So maybe at some point I'll show you guys that one as well. But for now, let's go for a ride. Once he gets out on the street, I will definitely be getting into this thing. All right, let's go. I don't actually have to wear a seatbelt in this thing because it's an old antique, so you don't actually have to do by law. And on top of that, if somebody hits you in this, this car will survive and they won't. So anyway, we're going through town right now. You can pretty much see all the old buildings, and there's actually a lot of new buildings going up, and they're tearing down all the old vintage classic buildings. What's really interesting in Serbia is they have quite a few abandoned buildings. So this place is absolute paradise if you're into, you know, urban exploration. Because there's tons and tons of old factories that are completely empty and deserted. So if you look at this gate, this is actually an area called Ljubicevo. You can actually read it. I can't read Cyrillic, so that's actually a problem for me. But this is actually, this whole area has pretty much got a whole bunch of stables. And this is pretty much where my dad grew up. And my grandfather actually was an accountant in this yellow building that I'll show you in a sec. It's behind all that greenery over there. So let's go check it out. So, you know, the lighting's not the greatest, but, you know, I just wanted to show you guys what this building kind of looks like. This is kind of like the main building in this little town or village. It's kind of like the mayor's office or city hall or something like that. So right now we're in front of this old house that actually belonged to the Serbian ruler from the, I think it was the 19th century, Knez Miloš. And he actually ended up keeping his wife here. He actually ended up sleeping further away. So he basically kept her at arm's length or even further away than that. This whole area was pretty much dedicated to her and kind of built for her. There's horse stables and things like that. So let's go check it out. So this building was basically used as a weigh station. Farmers would come in with their livestock and their grains and whatever else they were selling. And they would just weigh it here and I guess get paid for it or, you know, just whatever. Actually, let's go take a look inside, see what's in there. I guess that looks like some sort of scale. I don't know. Like if anyone knows, maybe they can kind of point it out in the comment section. And I wouldn't really go in there because I'm kind of worried that ceiling might come down. So let's move on. Again, if somebody can read the signs, like, please let me know what is in what direction, because I don't know how to read any of that. So again, let's keep moving on. So my cousin tells me that this is pretty much the way he used to walk to school. And again, all of these stables were filled with animals. There's a whole bunch of stables that you don't really see here. And, like, you know, they still got chickens here, but back in the day, there used to be, like, hundreds of peacocks. And my father was actually attacked by a peacock once. Oh, look, there's turkeys in there, I think. And a whole bunch of pigeons, too. I don't know if it's in focus. I can't really see. It's too bright. Hopefully it is. If you listen carefully, you can hear all the pigeons. As for this old vintage gas station, it was actually used pretty much exclusively for combines and tractors and farm equipment, because the city basically outlawed combines coming into town to go to the gas station to fill up. So this is pretty much exclusively used, I think, about till the 80s or 90s. I don't exactly know when, but then it was pretty much just kind of left abandoned and derelict. So I said that the horse was dirty, but it's not actually dirty. It's very clean. And he's curious about me. I should have brought some sugar, or I should have brought some corn. Another interesting thing about this car is that it's actually registered, so you can see this little registration sticker. And that basically means that my cousin can pretty much drive this around as his daily driver. And if you don't have the registration sticker, and if it's a car from outside the country and it's an old antique car, you're pretty much limited to driving it around during parades. Yeah, he's pretty lucky to have that. So, you know, he takes it around town and people gather, and there's quite a few crowds that kind of just want to see the car and take their picture with it. The next thing I want to show you is the house that my family's pretty much from. So let's go take a look. So this is the house pretty much where my dad grew up. And I remember going here as a kid with my family, but they didn't own the house at the time. And my cousin just told me that it was only the left half of the building that actually belonged to my family. The other half belonged to somebody else. So that's pretty much it. So again, another spot that I used to go to when I was a kid, except in the back there used to be pigs. And there was quite a few like vegetable gardens and such. But let's go see what's there now. So here's the backyard, and you can see the very nice pool. And over on the left, you see there was a gopher out there digging. So let's go take a closer look. So actually, this is not actually a gopher or groundhog or anything like that. It's actually a mole. So it's completely blind, and it's pretty much under the ground, and it's dug up all this ground. So my cousin's about to take care of this problem. The mole basically goes and digs up all the dirt. And actually this dirt, he told me that this dirt's actually useful for plants. His cousin says he's got some nice weaponry, let's say some boomsticks, to go after the moles. But you can't do anything to them because they're protected by the government and by the law. So you're kind of stuck with them. So you might as well make do and get some nice plant material for your pot. They've actually built these nice kind of areas to hang around and lounge in. And that barbecue over there, which I'll show you in a sec, is also from Canada. So funny enough, this charbroil barbecue, my dad actually packed it up and sent it overseas so my cousin could actually have something that was a little bit better than what they've got over here. And you can kind of see like a wood-burning stove over there. I'm guessing that's pretty much used for roasting pigs. And this one's pretty much used for everyday kind of stuff. And what they do here is they don't actually remove all the water from the pool before the winter. They remove about half of it. And this isn't actually a like cement pool, it's more plastic. They just want to make sure that it doesn't crack the plastic in the winter. So that's why they get rid of half the water. So back in the day when I used to come here as a kid, these pumps would pretty much work. But now, as you can hear, the pump is pretty much done. Apparently the pipe down below is rusted out a bit, so you can kind of hear it do that. So no water from the well, too bad. And you know, the funny thing is a lot of this land around here was actually owned by my great grandfather.
Now there's this really old, cool cobblestone road that we're going down. The car is bouncing because we are the shock absorbers in the car. And now we've gotten to our next destination. So if you look over there, you're going to see one of the two World War II Nazi guard posts that actually protect this old bridge. And right now there's a train going over the bridge, so that's why we couldn't see any automobiles going over. So just before I go in, you can kind of see that there's actually spots for the gunners to be on pretty much all the different sides. So, you know, down below and way up on the top, and I'm sure there's probably even an opening up on the top. So anyway, let's go inside and see what's in there. I also noticed that there's some kind of weird ad I can't really read and I can't really make out. So we're inside and you can pretty much make out the second floor. Like, I mean, there's no ceiling, it's completely gone. And you can kind of make out the spots that I showed you earlier where the gunners are standing. Then if you look above, you can kind of see in the wall where the beams used to go. And what I'm guessing is they probably ended up taking the beams out because they didn't want people kind of going in here, climbing up, and then maybe, you know, the wood collapsing and them falling down, killing themselves, breaking their leg, all that kind of stuff. You know, there's not really much in here besides a lot of trash. This is the sad thing about, you know, going to any abandoned place anywhere, is people just dump stuff. But at least here, you don't see like old sofas and garbage bags full of stuff. Here's the view kind of looking out through the front door. So anyway, let's go over to the gatehouse and we'll go from there. So you can kind of see where the tracks kind of pass past the guard post tower. And then they go all the way over to the other side to where you see the bridge. Now it's pretty much in vehicular mode. So you're going to see a lot of, you know, cars and trucks going by like this. I absolutely love how picturesque that looks. And it looks like there's actually, you know, bullet holes in the building. Like, I'm going to get a little closer look, but I just got to wait till all the trucks pass first. See, I don't know, those kind of look like bullet holes, but I don't think they are. And if you look inside, it's mostly just a bunch of junk that's just kind of in there. I just spoke to the guy who basically runs the bridge, and he told me that this house is actually used for the people who used to live and run the gate. So they would basically sleep here pretty much all year round. Now, we could get in here because there's like an old fridge. And there, I guess there's some old signs here. Like, you could take a look at those. But for the most part, we can't go to the rest of the building because he just said it's kind of off limits. So this is about all you get to see. The sad thing is a lot of these old buildings, especially in Pozhelev, it's the town which is like near Yubichevo, are actually being demolished and being turned into like, you know, just cheap apartment buildings. Because, you know, I don't know what it is, but they want to get rid of a lot of the old buildings, and they're doing a lot of demolition by neglect. So if you look at this building, like, you can see the, you know, part of that like roof has just collapsed. And I mean, this thing's really cool because it's got three chimneys. You can only see two from this angle. You also get all this wildlife around here. There's like a ton of dogs and tons of cats. Oh, look at this cat just like hanging out there. So I was just talking to the guy who operates the switch between vehicular and railway passageways. And he was saying that the train that had just gone through and that's going to come by again is actually, you know, this is an electrified railway. But he said that what they're doing is they're running the trains on diesel. And he's trying to understand why the hell that's happening. And he doesn't really know why. It's from the Second World War. And so the Germans ended up building this, and they put those guardhouses on either side to basically protect whatever they were trying to take across. But you can definitely see the rustic condition of the bridge. Yeah, you definitely kind of want to be careful when you're walking down this thing. You'll actually see that there's the remnants of an old bridge. I don't know if that was a bridge that was destroyed during the Second World War, or if that was just pieces of this bridge that had fallen off.
I have no idea. But there's a lot, also a lot of trees that kind of get washed down the river. And there's one right over here. But I've got to be careful because I don't trust the railway railings. So I'm just going to be very careful not to hold on to them. Also, that's pretty much the view you get from one side. And if you're really quietly listening, you can hear the pigeons humming in the background and the dogs barking. The dogs are everywhere. I'm still debating whether or not I should just like poke my head in and just take a look at, see what's on the inside of the other bunker. The other guy told me the dogs on his side are kind of tame and he kind of feeds them and keeps them that way. But on the other side, he has no idea what's there. So I just got to be careful. This is the other tower. But the problem is you can see these like water and food trays. And here comes the dog, thinks we have food. Yeah, there's small puppies inside, so we're definitely not going to be going in there, or they're going to tear us apart. But again, I'm sure it's probably the same thing on the as we saw on the other side. But what I find hilarious is that they're actually putting a driving school ad on top of an old Nazi bunker. I don't know what these are. They look like some kind of... I think they're either for electrical or for communications. I'm not 100% sure. Here comes the diesel-powered train that's actually running on the electrical lines. As you can see, it looks more like a streetcar than anything else. So I just spoke to my cousin, and he was telling me that back when he was a child, you know, going down this bridge, they didn't even have these metal, like, plates here. What he had to do was actually go across wooden boards, and there would be, like, a board here, a board there, and, like, kind of missing, and a lot of people would lose their lives falling off the bridge through the, you know, either rotted out boards or falling through the cracks. So yeah, it's definitely sketchy, but it sounds to me like it's a lot less sketchy than it was back then. And I just thought it was hilarious to kind of drive out here in an old vintage Mercedes. I just thought it fit the mood perfectly. So anyway, I'm just about to get off the bridge and go home. Apparently this bridge is built to 1942 and it hasn't really had any real work done to it, at least that's what I've been told. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this different type of video and I'll catch you in the next one. In case you guys were wondering what's under the hood, here's a little bit of booms footage. So another thing to keep in mind is that these old cars, those two knobs that you see there, whoops, are basically gas heaters. And what they do is they heat up the diesel before it goes in the engine. And so what you need to do is you need to actually heat up the gas before you turn on the car.